is anti-Obama. They want Romney in because he's really one of them.
But
so I'm not sure what he could have done differently.
No, I am. I mean, but that's the thing. Why not go in the other direction? Knowing that they're not going to like you no matter what you do. And I know that our politicians are obsessed with money. They're soaked in money. The only thing they can think about is campaign money. I know that, Democrats and Republicans. But here, even if you're doing that calculation, you're going to lose to the other guy. They're going to give him a lot more money. So why not do something that would be incredibly popular with the population and actually get tough on the bankers? So why didn't a so-called progressive president do that?
Well, that is a big question that I have as a so-called progressive former banker. I knew, though, from the outset, Cenk, and this is the sad part, when you named Tim Geithner as Treasury Secretary and Larry Summers as head of the Economic Advisors and Mary Shapiro as head of the SEC, you're basically telegraphing to Wall Street that it's basically going to be business as usual and you're not going to change that much. He should definitely have been much tougher on prosecution. There should have been criminal prosecutions of what happened in this crisis, and that didn't happen. He shouldn't allow, to the extent that he can, the Fed to have QE1 and QE2 and QE3, because that's basically signaling to Wall Street, we're going to keep interest rates low. That hurts savers all across America and puts profits into the pockets of Wall Street firms. And he should have been much tougher on Dodd-Frank. Never should have signed Dodd-Frank. It's not a good piece of legislation. They needed a real piece of legislation to get tough on bankers, and that didn't happen either. I wish he had